We know from broad international experience over many years across the world that the position of an election commission chair is extremely important to ensure that there will be neutral administration of elections. And one of the critical ways to ensure that is that when an election commission is being established, that there's broad-based support for the selection of that person. So we're speaking to this both from a international comparative perspective about, you know, what needs to be done to ensure that there's public confidence in an election commission, and also just seeing what has transpired over the past few weeks in the DRC about the disagreements about the selection or the candidate for the Seni chair. So I think it's really important for future elections to have, you know, confidence in them going forward, and that there's someone at the helm of the election commission who can oversee reforms that will ensure that future elections in Congo are well administered and have the confidence of the Congolese citizenry.
What will the Carter Center want to see in a holistic dialogue to resolve some of these concerns surrounding who leads the CNE or the Independent National Electoral Commission in Congo?
I think it's important that there's a broad-based dialogue inclusive of the main political actors and stakeholders so that all key voices can be heard and that a consensus is reached so that you end up with an election commission that really has the support across the political spectrum and across society in Congo.
What do you say to those in Congo who support the newly proposed chairman of the commission, that he has the expertise, he has the pedigree and the technical know-how, and not to repeat the mistakes his predecessors have made in organizing and administering elections in the past? And they believe they have confidence in him enough to make him comfortable to work and ensure that he meets the challenges surrounding elections and its organization in the Congo.
I think those are very important concerns, and it's absolutely critical that who's ever in charge of the election commission has pedigree and skills and the experience. That's certainly important. And it's also, though, frankly, you know, that the technical skills are quite often at the level of the permanent secretariat that are really at the front lines of making sure the elections are well administered. At the top, at the policy level, at the head of an election commission and the key members that are chosen, this is where it's really important that there is agreement across society that those people who are in charge of overseeing elections are trusted and seen as inspiring confidence. So while the technical qualifications are important at the policy level, it's important that there's people who are recognized as independent and willing to oversee elections from an independent perspective.
Does the Carter Center feel that some of these implementation issues could be threatened if the concerns around this proposed chairman are not resolved and he's still confirmed as the chairman of the Electoral Commission?
I think that they go hand in hand. Having critical election reforms passed is really part of the same larger question of having credible independent leadership at the head of CENI, and not just credible, but based on consensus, that there is agreement that the people who are going to be selected really enjoy confidence across the political spectrum, and that that's going to then the basis on which reforms can go forward. I mean, you know, theoretically, the reforms could be passed and they could call for a new process of selecting an election commission that has broad-based support. But if there's a decision right now to go forward with naming a new chair of the election commission, it's really important, especially since the reforms would then be coming after that, that the chair has that broad-based confidence from across the spectrum of Congolese political life.
It appears that the situation in DRC is tensed and there is a stalemate because a cross-section of the people are strongly opposed to the newly proposed chairman, whereas the National Assembly or the lawmakers have agreed that he should leave. What is the best way forward to resolve this impasse?
I think dialogue, inclusive dialogue, is what's really required in a situation like this. A decision as important as addressing who are going to be the people who will oversee future elections really needs to come out of an inclusive dialogue that leads to an agreed consensus-based decision.